Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, darlings. This is a new Ickle mini episode that will be popping up here and there on your feed. There is so much goss that comes up every day from the reality world that sometimes it simply cannot wait until our next episode. So we are going to be popping in with this mini goss sesh when necessary. Added to the fact that these reality stars keep us busy, I always find myself constantly coming across people and situations that offer me insider goss that I need to share with you all. So let's get into it. Yes, guys, I had to start off this episode with the dulcet tones of the ghoul of WeHo, Mr. Mikey Minden. That clip that I just played, I put on our Instagram, 10 to 11 Care Podcast, I think multiple times, because I watched Better All on Blonde, the two-part, very, very dramatic two-part documentary, I guess, on Erica Jayne starting her residency in Vegas. Now, what to say about it? If you guys haven't watched it, go and watch it. It's only two parts. There's a lot of Mikey Minden. 5, 6, 7, 8. And there's a clip the one that I just played, where he is just, there's not a muscle in his face that moves, and he's just screaming, Las Vegas! And it's honestly one of the most harrowing pieces of television that I've ever watched. I recommend you go and watch the documentary. Anyway, guys, I'm going to get into this. Like I said at the beginning in the intro, this is just a new, little breath of fresh segment that'll be popping up in your stream every now and then. And it's called Gossash. And essentially, it's, you know that when we start recording a podcast, I always have a billion stories of someone I met out in LA, someone I met walking down the street, anonymous source, that told me something that I want to tell all of you guys. And sometimes I don't want to wait until the next episode. So I thought we'll do these little mini goss sashes when stuff arises. And of course, everything in the Bravo world is rapidly changing every single day. So there's a lot of goss to catch up on. So with this first one, I just want to go over a couple of things, including some insider goss I have. So this will obviously span through the reality world. So that's going to be TLC, that's going to be Bravo, that's going to be anything that I come across. This first little bit of information I received from, let's say, a person walking down the street. That's how I mask all my anonymous sources. I just happened to bump into somebody in the street that wanted to tell me some Bravo news. And this person in particular has worked very, very closely with a lot of Bravo stars. So that's Summer House, that's Real Housewives. They work with them, I don't want to say in kind of what capacity, but they work very, very closely with them. And they've become, you know, friends with a lot of them, right? So they've had personal, they spend time at their houses, they go to parties with them. And this person that was telling me some goss, some things I can mention on here, we were talking about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And I said, I'm just so confused about Crystal in particular, because I've always loved Crystal. I think she's got a lot to offer, a great perspective. She's so gorgeous to look at. And I wanted more screen time. Kate and I said the whole season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is not enough. Crystal, where did she go? Where did she go? Where did she go, my lovely? So the whole storyline was about her brother moving to another country. It was bizarro town. So I'm discussing it with this anonymous source. And this anonymous source says that they agree. And they, you know, they know Crystal very well. And she leaves a very, very interesting and exciting life. And we've kind of been hinting at that with Crystal. Because remember, she came on and she knew Kathy Hilton. She knows extremely powerful people. And I think it was her second season, she revealed this Hermes bag that she had that was worth... that was a 190, no, it wasn't a, sorry, let me get this right, it was a $95,000 purse. And yeah, because 195 would be ridiculous, but 95,000 is fine. A $95,000 Hermes purse. And she said, I didn't buy it, somebody, one of my friends just gave it to me. So Crystal runs in really like wealthy circles. Anyway, the anonymous source, we were just talking about Crystal a little bit and just how it's a shame because there are some amazing stories she has about the people she hangs out with. But for some reason, Bravo will not air it. They will not shoot her. They will not edit her in a way that brings light to all of that. And I find that very interesting. But anyway, the big source of gossip that this particular person told me was, and they said, you can absolutely use this on the potty, is that she's, you know, they said they have worked a long time with different housewives at the beginning of their careers when they've just started on the show to, you know, middling when they've started to get a lot of fame and earning a lot of money. And they said, you know, the majority of them really are very grateful for it and grateful for the platform that's made them household names, got them a load of money, things like that. But there's one housewife in particular that lives up to the reputation that you may have heard about her. And she is, in one word, vile. Nasty, entitled. Everyone that worked on this particular project with this housewife was dismissed, was shunned. This housewife, for some unknown reason, thought she was better than everybody else and demonstrated that by not speaking to them, not acknowledging them, ordering people around on set as though she was Madonna. And that housewife was Melissa Gorga. Now, it may come as a surprise to some of you. Maybe your Melissa Gorga stands, or it may be you may have seen it from the beginning with Melissa. I've always been torn. When I've watched Royal Housewives of New Jersey, like back in the day when she came on, I thought, you know, I felt sorry for her. I felt like she could never win with Teresa. She could never win. Then there'd be these little jabs. We had a music career. On display, on display, on display. No.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I forget. Seriously, whenever anybody uses that term on display, I sing that song. It was great. It was a great housewife song. You know, there were times there were little things she'd do and you thought, okay, I mean, she's definitely, you know, vain and materialistic, but hey, that's housewives, whatever, not a big deal. But my source says she is horrendous. So I want to leave that there with you. I'd love to know your thoughts. If you kind of always knew that about Melissa, or you guys are just in love with Melissa, let me know in the comments on Instagram at Tender Loving Care Podcast. So the other thing I wanted to chat about very quickly is I drove by, I was in WeHo yesterday, West Hollywood. And for anyone that's not familiar, when I say WeHo, that's West Hollywood, which is an area of Los Angeles where we have Pump, well, we had Pump, Sir, Tom Tom. It's all on the same street on Santa Monica Boulevard in this area, West Hollywood. And there's been massive renovation going on to Pump. So where Pump was, we obviously know it's shut down. Lisa Vanderpump's restaurant is shut down. And it is a huge space. I'll tell you, it's right on the corner of Santa Monica Boulevard and Robertson Boulevard. It is prime real estate. I mean, a fortune. Lisa Vanderpump said she shut Pump because the rent was so expensive. And I can tell you that area would be, it would be a fortune, an absolute fortune to rent. But already I drove past yesterday, and now I've been in Los Angeles for over a decade from England, okay? And when I first came here, one of my first jobs was, I think I've said this on the pod before, was at a Mexican restaurant right next to where Tom Tom is. So I worked at this Mexican, an English girl working at a Mexican restaurant in Boys Town, and it was the greatest years of my life. It was so much fun. I knew all the bartenders. I used to leave the restaurant and run down to the bar, get a shot, and then go back to work. It was amazing times. I knew everyone in WeHo. It was brilliant. So I love going back there. I'm driving past, and when I first came to LA, that place was originally it had been a pet shop, actually. And it's, I can't explain how big Pump is, that area. It's huge. Then when I was living there and working there, it was a coffee shop. And I remember it. It was like this massive space. It was kind of empty. And it was called Java Spot or Java Hot. I remember it was something like that. And it lasted maybe a couple of years. It just could not maintain. Even a coffee shop in the busiest street could not maintain the rent or anything like that. So then it was bought by Lisa Vanderpump and became Pump. Now, I'm going past yesterday, and there is massive construction going on it. And it's been, somebody's already in there. They're paying those bills. They've rented that spot, and it is now bright blue. It does not look great. I don't know what it's going to be. I mean, if it's, it's all set up for a restaurant, so I presume another restaurant, but I cannot tell you how saturated that place is for restaurants. So I have no idea who's buying it, but I'm keeping my eye on it. And I'll tell you, I'll let you know what it becomes, because I'm very interested to see what it will be after Pump. Speaking of that, just down the road on Robertson, I had to drive past, and I went past Something About Her. Katie Maloney and Ariana Maddox's sandwich shop, question mark. It's just like you've seen before. It is completely boarded up. When I say boarded up, I don't mean physically boarded at windows, but there's, the patio has been taken out. They said that was all taken out due to permit restrictions. Inside, you can't look in anymore. The windows have got thick covers, curtains on the inside, so you can't look in. I was interested to see, though, for the past couple of months, there has been a sign outside the shop. And the sign outside the shop was a city permit pending. It said permit pending. That has been removed. So I don't know whether that means they've just washed their hands of it, which I honestly think would be the most sensible thing for those two to do. Or they've got their permit and they can start actually moving forward and maybe look at a summer opening date. But whatever it is, there's something has happened there. I mean, there's no sign or anything. There's Something About Her sign, that's gone, because you need a permit to put that up, the permit to put the patio, that was all ripped out. I mean, the money, and they're still paying rent on this every month, remember? So from when they purchased that rental, you know, they would have done first and last rent. They're paying for all the permits, and they've been paying a monthly rent for over a year and no income. That is painful. That is painful. But I'm keeping my eyes on all these establishments in WeHo. Don't you worry, guys. So I'm going to love you and leave you there. I just wanted to do a quick intro to this new spot, Goss Sesh. I hope you like it. In this, we will be obviously recounting any stuff that's coming up in the Bravo or TLC, the whole reality world. I will also be incorporating all these anonymous sources that seem to just fall into my lap living here in LA. And also anything that you send us. Remember, we are also always looking for agents in the field. So it's people out there. Maybe you've worked on a TV show. Maybe you know someone that knows someone. You have some gossip. Send it our way. You can email us at tenderlovingcarepod@gmail.com or DM us at tenderlovingcare podcast. Yes, on Instagram. I was going to pitch email at the end of that. 10-11 Care Podcast on Instagram. Find us there. You can DM us. I read and answer every single DM. So please go ahead and let us know if you have any goss, because we all know the reason we do this potty is pure goss. Love you. We will speak soon. Have a fantastic rest of your day, evening, afternoon, morning, whenever you're listening to this. We love you. Bye-bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.